The 365 Midweek Peak Writer's Seat.
Here we are again then, back with another writer's seat where writers from anywhere and everywhere can read us out just a snippet of their writing, whatever genre or form that might be. The idea being that they get some well-earned exposure for their hard work, and you, our gorgeous listeners, here's something that you might like to pick up and feast your eyes on. This week, we're delving deep into the realm of urban fantasy, set in a not-too-distant future of a world the same as ours, only there's vampires, werewolves and ice giants. It's the first in a 7-part series giving the reader everything needed: romance, action, adventure, mystery and political intrigue, making it one of those books you just cannot put down. Enough for me then. Here, reading from his first book in the Ballad of the Songbird series, is John Ford with an extract from Hunters.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
He was fast, but she was faster. She was built like an athlete where he was built like a wrestler. Under these circumstances, his physique was working against him. Her thoughts flicked momentarily to her split lip and the lingering taste of her own blood. She had tried to do this the easy way, talk first, but he wasn't interested. That lucky shot was the only one he was going to get. She shouldn't have let him tag her at all, but he was quicker than he looked. In the moment it had taken her to shake off the hit, he had smartly seized advantage of her decidedly ungraceful sprawling fall to make his escape. They always ran, but she was gaining and he knew it, which meant that very soon things were inevitably going to get very punchy again. Yes, they always ran, but the other truism of the job was that they also never went down without a fight. He had shown no evidence of being armed in the bar where she found him, but just in case, she popped open the safety locks on her holsters, one on each hip. It was best to be prepared. She'd done this far too many times to expect a peaceful resolution. Her target repeated his previous manoeuvre, dodging desperately into an alleyway and disappearing momentarily from view. However, while he was clearly acting on base instinct to elude capture, her brain was already processing his possible getaway options. Zara was a master of the hunt. Her thought processes were similarly instinctual, but guided by a veteran savvy gained from the experience of hundreds of comparable pursuits. As she closed on the abrupt turn he had just taken, she glanced down the parallel alleyway immediately preceding it, swiftly evaluating its features. It was a dead end, blocked by a wall, too high for him to clear. Zara smiled inwardly. If the passage he had chosen was comparable in construction, he was trapped. There was nowhere left to run. If he's going to stand and fight, then this is the time to do it. She instantly calculated the time it would take her to cover the distance from her present footfall to turning the corner that led to her prey. A handful of seconds at most. Yet in that scant time, he could easily have come to a halt and be waiting for her. Even unarmed, Zara knew he undoubtedly had the strength to quickly gain the upper hand if allowed the element of surprise. In a smooth motion, she drew the gun on her left hip and hit the ground just before the alleyway, right shoulder first. She rolled and came up on one knee, facing down the passage, her weapon brandished in the direction of her prey's only way out. Her heart pounded and adrenaline surged as she waited for the expected attack. Nothing happened. Her eyes snapped to him instantly, further down the alleyway than she had expected, and rapidly approaching the high wall at the end. The bigger surprise was that he wasn't human anymore. As she watched, he finished smoothly shifting form into a dark feline shape, and moments later, free of the remains of his clothing, had bounded over the wall with animalistic ease.
So once again, that was an extract from the first novel in the Ballad of the Songbird series called Hunters, written and read by John Ford. Now, Hunters is available to buy right now, as is the second novel in the series, which is called Blood to Earth, which was only just released on the 5th of November, and the third book, Tooth and Claw, will be released in March next year. And you can find out more about this awesome author just by going to his website, johnfordauthor.com. That's John without the H, by the way. We'll find out a ton of behind-the-scenes information on this series and all of its characters, and you can also follow him on Facebook and Instagram, John Ford Author, and on Twitter, slightly different, @_Nightingale_. And of course, we'll share all this information about John and his fantastic writing for you on our socials for you to get a closer look at, and you'll be able to listen again to that excerpt from John and all of the amazing writers featured on this show on our Writer's Seat podcast, which is available to follow and subscribe to now through all good podcast providers. And remember, if you're a writer and you think this kind of thing would help get your work noticed, then please use our social medias, including the Writer's Seat Twitter feed @WritersSeatMWP, or find those hashtags 365 Midweek Peak, writer's seat and send us a recording of roughly 2 minutes of you, or if not you, then someone that you know, reading out a part of your writing along with all your details, and we'll make sure that we do for you what we did for the fantastic John Ford there and give you a well-deserved writer's lift. Or for more information, just email 365writersseat@gmail.com, and it could be you sat in our nice and comfy midweek peak writer's seat this time next week on 365 Radio.
The Writer's Seat Podcast is a One Flower Two Turtles audio production. From midday until 2, every Wednesday on 365 Radio, the midweek peak with Steve. Wednesdays, just the way you love it.